This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
And I thought we had a good day, but yet it takes a little bit of adjustment to get pads kind of set, you know, taking a hit, giving a hit. Over the years, people that didn't want, and I've had coordinators like that here that didn't really want to do cadence or didn't really want to take a chance at having the issues, will say, well, we'll get into that later, but we want to get these plays off early. And what happens is you never have cadence the whole season.
If you don't want to block, then you're not going to be a part of what we're doing because the guys up front, the guys, the tight ends, the O-line, the running backs, when we're throwing the long passes down the field, they holding up, protecting, and giving us opportunities to get downfield. So we returning the favor. That's what the team is, unselfishness. Just continue to do what he's been doing. He's a young player. He showed some potential last year towards the end of the season, getting in, making a few plays, had a touchdown against the Giants, and we're just trying to build off that. He's a fast guy. He can make plays down the field. He can make plays across the field.
Greg Lewis, wide receiver coach, Baltimore Ravens, talking about Devon Tez Walker, second year, University of North Carolina, and he talked about the touchdown against the Giants, perfect throw from Lamar, great route, made the play, got the feet in the zone, touchdown, let's do this again. But we've talked about him before, and the Ravens loaded with offensive weapons. Devon Tez Walker not counted on to be a significant contributor to this Ravens offense, but you can never have enough because of injuries, unfortunately, the reality of the physical sport that is football. But Devon Tez Walker, all right, we're basically a week in training camp. You always talk, Vinny, about guys that can make me go, ooh, look at him. Oh, wow, look at him. Is Tez Walker made you notice?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. You notice 81 and because he's making plays and he doesn't drop balls. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, I was listening to Greg Lewis yesterday. And, you know, I mean, if all their guys are healthy, Bob, in that Buffalo game, he's going to be counted on more so on special teams than he is, you know, probably receiving. And that's the thing. If you're the fourth, fifth, sixth receiver and you want to be on the field, better be damn good on special teams, otherwise you're not gonna be able to dress. And because when you look at the first three, Bate, Zay, and D-Hop, none of them are covering kicks and doing those things. So that's why, you know, the other guy's got to be really good at that. And Tez is good at that. He's big and he can run, you know, and he's got great speed. So he can get down on the field and he can cover. And, you know, being a wide receiver, you're used to being able to get off blocks and stuff and get off corners. So, yeah. But as a receiver, he's improved. He may be the most improved guy, Bob, that I've seen of all the players. Just with his, you know, not body-wise, but skill-wise, you know, getting better at running routes. Getting better at the things that he needed to improve upon, I think he's the best of all the guys. Being able to sink his hips, being able to get in and out of breaks, being able to separate. You know, I mean, because when you look at their receivers, it's kind of Bateman's great separator. Zay, great separator. You know, and that's what he's trying to become, and he's getting much better at that. You know, and if he can master that next year, you know, when D-Hop's gone after the season, he'll be the third, you know, and they'll have three good young receivers.
Now, could he be right down the depth chart, fifth behind Tylan Wallace? Is he past
him? No, I'd say he's fourth. Fourth as a receiver.
Right.
You know, and because Tylan Wallace is, you know, I mean, you know exactly what you're getting from Tylan Wallace. If he has to be in there, he'll catch it. But on special teams, you're going to notice him because he's going to show up. And, you know, like if you need a punt returner, he can do that. You know, if you need a guy to go back on kick returns, he can do that. You know, he can play all. He's one of the core special teams guys.
So, DeVontaze Walker, excited about his future. Again, doesn't need to be a dude in 2025, but if he is, hey, bring it on.
Well, I
think add more to the party, for
right,
sure.
The best thing for him, Bob, is especially like, hopefully not, but if D-Hop starts to slow down at the end of the season, that's when he's starting to take off.
Now, we also heard Greg Lewis talking about blocking wide receivers and contributing to the cause. And when Greg Roman was the OC, Vinny,
yeah, I know.
That was like, Jesus, really? Is that my job? But now you got to, you know, it's a team effort, as we heard Greg say. And maybe the responsibilities aren't as great as they were under G-Row's offense, but still, you know, there's a task at hand. And, I mean, is this a group capable of doing so? If called upon to, hey, you're the dude, you got to block that field, say Lamar's out in space and you got to do what you got to do, or just, you know, hold up your end, so be it.
I would say this, Bob, that, you know, when they're watching film of these guys, you know, where G-Ro, you know, a big, big part of it, you know, G-Ro probably sit in the meetings, well, can he block? You know, I don't know that Greg Lewis is saying is, can he block? It's, will he give effort to block? You know, I mean, because can he make plays? That's the biggest thing is, can he make plays? Yeah, he can make plays. All right, then they're all competitive guys, and they'll block for each other. But they're not, you know, they're not blowing people up. All they're doing is shielding people, you know, sure, getting in the way, hustling, and doing those types of things. It's the same with the tight ends. They suck blocking. I mean, Bob, first drill yesterday with the pads on, tight ends versus the outside backers, one-on-one blocking. And it was ugly because the tight ends all sucked. I mean, none of them. Kohler, he's laying on the ground. You know, I mean, fundamentally, they all got a lot of work to do, but that's not their thing. You know, like Mark Andrews, you know, he's Pro Bowl tight end. Is he an online blocker? Nope. You know, what does he do? Tries to get in the way. And that's Kohler, too. You know, Kohler's their blocking tight end. Is he a knock you off the ball guy? No. Why did they bring in Ben Cleveland, put him at tight end? You know, I tell you who kicked ass, though, Bob, of that whole group. Patrick Ricard. He was awesome, you know, and he's 300 pounds where the other guys, you know, are 240 to 270. But they don't play strong as blockers.
Also heard from John Harbaugh in the opening of the show here on the cadence. Offensively, and you know, the penalties, false starts were a problem for the Ravens last year, as we've discussed many, many times. And, you know, John Harbaugh tried to explain it best he could. Risk versus reward, I guess.
Yeah. You know, you know, basically what Harbs was saying is why they don't mind having them now because they're trying to get really good at winning the cadence. And we've heard Todd Monken talk about it. Why can't we be? Or maybe it was Harbs. Why can't we be great at the cadence?
It was Monken.
Yeah. You know, because that's a huge advantage for the offense because you know what you're going, you know, and if you're in a rhythmic, you just watch those teams that are in a rhythm. And then all of a sudden they go, hit it! You know, defense is jumping off sides. You know, so that's what they're trying to accomplish right now. And that's why, you know, okay, we're going to have some guys jump off sides. So, you know, so be it. But if they can take advantage of it during the season, then it pays off. Because what they don't want, if during the season, you know, you're doing that and you're getting all these false start penalties, it's like, crap, we can't afford to keep doing that because we're costing ourselves. So work on it now for a month, you know, before the Buffalo game and get really good at it. And that's what they're trying to do.
Why has it been a problemo here, though?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Well, kind of the way, you know, Todd explained it some is, you know, if the play gets in late and, you know, and there's emotion and then, you know, and Bob, trust me, when I was a receiver, like you're motioning across and you're going, the hell was that snap count again? Like you lose track of what the snap count was. And that's Bateman had two, you know, the other day. So, I mean, that's part of it. It's just, you just got to concentrate. You know, you, biggest thing is you just got to concentrate. You got to get used to it. And you got to do it over and over and over and over. And that's what they're trying to do right now.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn It Up Tuesday. Bobby, Eddie, Vinny, Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We're going to hear from him coming up in a couple of minutes. Orioles blow out the Blue Jays last night. 11-4, Oriole Park Camden Yards. Adley Rutschman returns to the lineup. 3-for-5, 2 ribbies, double off the wall. Doubles down the third baseline. Kobe Mayo, first three-hit game, including a bomb into left center field. Jordan Westberg had 3 hits. So the Orioles, you know, overcome. Cedric Mullins made a spectacular play. Laureano hits another home run. Moo Man goes deep. So the Orioles clobber the best team in baseball record-wise coming in. Bassett's been outstanding, but he's great at home, just like the Blue Jays are. They have a losing record, Toronto does, on the road. So, Orioles today, doubleheader against Toronto. Charlie Morton's going game one. Brandon Young called up to be the 27th man, which will lead you to believe he'll start game two of the doubleheader. But, you know, the band back together to some level. Eplin didn't pitch all that great. What could be his swan song in an Orioles uniform. But the bullpen, 4-plus scoreless innings. So, the Orioles win 11-4. That's 3 in a row. If they win the first game, that's a winning streak. Got to be 4. They get a half game in the wild card, Nolan. They're 8 out of the wild card. Are we circling back? 10 under 500. We going there?
You're allowed to do whatever.
2 days
before the trade
deadline.
If you want to have fun on a Tuesday, if you want to have a little excitement in your life.
Okay.
You know.
Who doesn't need excitement in
their life? Until about 1 o'clock this afternoon when they're down by 4, you know.
All right, we can go with that. Bad news, though. Felix Bautista, swelling in the shoulder. He's probably done.
Yeah.
Tony Manzalino met with us when we were there yesterday. Members of the media that were at Oriole Park Cannon Yards came right out, boom. MRI, they don't even know. A couple more weeks, they'll get an idea of how severe things might be. But I guess we can harken back to his last outing against Tampa when he couldn't throw a strike. Maybe that was already happening. Then the weighted ball stuff that shut him down when he was warming up in the bullpen a couple of days later. He didn't pitch for 10 days, so that could have affected him. But Felix Bautista, who could have been the Orioles' most valuable trade chip, is probably going to be shut down for the season. Grace Rodriguez, no real update on him as well. But the Orioles percolating a little bit as of late. We can get into that. And the trade deadline, who stays, who goes. And if you're Cedric Mullins, long assumed to be a trade candidate, what better way to go out than with a bang?
No doubt.
And playing hot, making spectacular plays for sure. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. You want that live, we're going to play it for you. Nolan McGraw is waiting. Bobby Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Andy. You're on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.